Shawn Mendes. Okay, so tell me if this sounds fishy to you.
All right.
Fishy, fishy.
Couple donated some stuff to Goodwill, and then all of a sudden they go, oh my God, we left our cash inside that duffel bag in a box of clothes to the tune of $97,000. And then it turns out that it was because they had withdrawn the cash for a new home to deposit in another bank.
Mm-hmm.
But $100,000 in cash in a duffel bag?
Right. And they...
Fishy, fishy.
Right.
And I mean, how long do you leave it in that duffel bag? Don't you take it right over the bank? I mean,
right.
No.
I mean, maybe the timing just happened to work out that they put it at home and hid it away in a box. I can't even imagine. Is anyone listening who what's the most money you've seen in person? 792-6278. I don't... Like, I've seen it in movies, like those stacks of cash and stuff.
Right.
I don't think there's ever a time I've seen anywhere near that kind of dough in person.
I probably have seen about 10,000.
Really?
Like, I think when I sold my Mustang or something, the guy paid me in cash.
Like actual cash?
I think it was actual cash.
Wow.
Right.
So then you went immediately to the bank. That's an awful feeling.
And then you think everyone knows that you have the cash, so you're just like, oh, God. Whoa,
you're paranoid.
Whoa, right.
You're sitting like you go to the drive-thru. I'll have one coffee. Don't worry. I don't need change. It's okay. Keep it. You're walking into the bank going, I don't have a lot of cash. I don't have a lot of cash.
Right.
Because you're such a bad liar.
I am. So when, like, sometimes if I withdraw cash, if I'm going on a trip or something, I get $400 and they start counting it out, and I'm just like, shh.
Right. Right. Even with like $200, I don't know.
No, because you just think somebody's like, okay, well, I'm going to be out in the parking lot when she gets out there.
Right. Or you think you look guilty of something.
All right. I'm always looking guilty.
Fishy, fishy.
Hi, good morning. How much cash have you seen in real life? Like real life?
$360,000.
What?
Oh, this is Nikki. Was it this?
Yes, it is.
Do you work at the jail?
It was bail money.
$360
in cash?
Wait, so did they bring it in one of those little leather duffel bags and stuff?
They bring it in a little bank thing, you know. When the judge says cash, he means cash.
Oh, wow.
But
so even nowadays?
Drug dealers
wait a minute. Nowadays,
kind of
it's not even. Well, you can get it out, but nowadays, mm-hmm. it's not even like a bail bondsman or whatever. But,
no, it's bail commissioners. We don't have bondsmen.
Oh, okay.
They will take a certified bank check.
But right, but then you got to go to the bank.
That's the most I've seen. Yeah, I've seen in the old jail. We've been in the new jail for like 20 years. But $360,000 cash.
Wow. That's crazy.
And the funny part about it is the $300 is the bail, and the $60 is the bail commissioner's fee.
So the $300,000. You mean $300,000 is the bail, and then $60,000 is wow.
No. $60 goes to the bail commissioners, so it's $360,000 cash.
Wow! And then the bail commissioner gets $60.
That's it.
Wow! Note to self: don't become a bail commissioner.
No.
And even now, when they come in with $5,000 cash, some of them come in with $10,000. The bail commissioner gets someone to take them to the bank.
Right. Now, wait a minute. So $360,000 cash, Nikki. How big a bag was that? Like, give me.
God, it was a long time ago. It was probably just a small, you know, like a little purse type bag. Now, this was, like I said, this was like 25 years ago.
Wow.
That's
I just can't imagine. Did you get to,
money.
Did you touch it at all?
No.
Oh, man. I would have.
We had some gypsies that were in the area, and they were robbing people's houses.
Oh, gypsies.
This went on. They were from, like, down by in New York. So they were in jail for over a year. So it took about a year for them to raise all that money.
Oh, wow. God, I mean, how did they raise it all? I guess they got it off of people.
Yeah, that's what they did. Yeah, they would knock at people's doors, and then they'd go back and steal their stuff and... And they needed to use the bathroom. It was a real big scheme, but they were all out in New York.
And did they have like the little rings and stuff and those scarves like I think of in like Robin Hood? No.
And belly dancing, too.
Some of them did. Eva, they weren't belly dancing. But you would do that.
Okay, Eva, now you sound ridiculous. Thanks, Nikki.
Bye.
You're welcome.
It's always good to have someone who could call you from the jail, you know?
Right.
I always provide a little insight on that stuff. 625, you're on Coast 93.1.